Back in 1909, a farmer in Henry County, Illinois, got into a scuffle with a neighbor's bull, one that had broken through a fence to get to the farmer's cows, and then later to get to the farmer himself. To make a long story short, the farmer won the contest. The bull became a steer, faster than you can say, bulls should not mess with farmers. Prosecutors hailed the man into court, and a jury found him guilty of animal cruelty. An appellate court reversed after finding bad jury instructions, not enough emphasis on the farmer's claim that he'd acted to protect his cows, and it's not clear what penalties the farmer faced in the end. But the damage had been done, not only to the bull, but to the notion that we lord over animals, no matter what. The law now protects animals more explicitly, and courts don't have to struggle, as the bull court did in 1909, with exactly what constitutes animal cruelty. In the Illinois Humane Care for Animals Act, being cruel means to beat, cruelly treat, torment, starve, overwork an animal. Animal, meantime, is defined as every living creature, both domestic and wild, except humans. The case from 1909, it probably fits within animal cruelty, unless that unusual cow protection defense would persuade today. Since 1909, the reported animal cruelty cases are few, and most don't involve standard pets like dogs and cats. The bull rears its ugly head again. Most of the animal cruelty cases in Illinois involve farm animals, like cattle. The case that followed the one from 1909, about 50 years later, involved a man convicted of animal cruelty for not feeding his cattle through a particularly hard winter. Many animals lived, but at least 14 of them died. And that was enough for a jury and a court on appeal. That's because, in addition to the language of animal cruelty, the legislature makes it explicit that those of us who own animals must provide quality food, sufficient water, adequate shelter, and vet care. And we must do this not for companion animals only. Cattle, of course, fit the broad, every living creature standard. Sure, the case you'd think was out there is out there. There's another animal cruelty case from the late 90s in which a fellow left his dog in a small cage in his apartment for what authorities said was a few days. A jury convicted him, and he tried to appeal unsuccessfully on the grounds that police had had no right to enter his apartment. He ended up with 10 days of jail, 2 years probation, and 200 hours of community service. And he lost the dog, of course. Which all tells us that if someone did throw a puppy off a bridge into a river, it's likely that a cruelty to animals charge would stand, even if that person owned the puppy. In addition to the cattle case, the caged dog case, the statute is explicit. Right of ownership is no defense. I'm Amy Guy.